Har B'Chakosai. So since it's an off Shabbos, we will have a little bit shorter shiur this time. Everyone's looking forward to the off Shabbos. And I want to discuss a few inyanim in the pasuk of Li'olam Bahem Ta'avodu, which is in the end of Bahar, Perichav Hei, Pasuk Mem Vav. Li'olam Bahem Ta'avodu is that Avadim Kananim should always work for you. You should always serve them. They should always serve you. And I want to hit on a few sugyas in Masechta Kiddushin that we hit on Tekiyas Be'iyun. And in the past, we talked about that which is more known about Li'olam Bahem Ta'avodu. People are familiar with the Gemara in Brachos Mem Zayin, with the Mishachrer, the Avdo for Mashlim for a minyan, and even though Mishachrer ba'Avdo over ba'Ase, the Gemara says, both in Brachos Mem Zayin, Gitin Lamed Ches, Mishachrer ba'Avdo over ba'Ase, that's Shmuel's Memra, Gitin Lamed Ches and Brachos Mem Zayin. What was the Isra Asay of Li'olam Bahem Ta'avodu? Our pasuk is the makor that you can't be Mishachrer Avdo. Mishachrer. You can't free the Evik Nani. Mishachrer Avdo is over Bi'ase. So there the Gemara says, so to be Mashlim for the minion, so if the Gemara asks, Mitzvah Baba Veira, so the Gemara, there's two different nuschos, one in Gittin, one in Brachos, but Mitzvah, the nusach which seems to be Mekubal, is Mitzvah Derabim Shani. So for a mitzvah of even though tefillah b'tzibur is the rabbanon, but since it's a mitzvah derabim, that is enough of a reason to beat out li'olam bahem to be over the iser of li'olam bahem ta'avodu. Maybe it's not even considered being over the iser. Very famous rush over there regarding maybe the minyan's brisa for parsha zachor. So that's a little bit of the background. So in a few of the questions and answers, we'll discuss four or five topics within Li'olam Bahem Ta'avodu. Again, Kiddushin related, very much so. And, I'm sorry? Yeah, so he talks about maybe, not for us, Parsha Zachor. He bevorns it, he says, Parsha is not talking about Parsha Zachor. It's an important Rosh Gabi Hilfos Parsha Zachor, Mishnah Berurah quotes there. But yeah, the pashas means even from the Asay Derabanan, it's you're allowed to be over of the Rabim, you could be over Li'olam Bahem Ta'avodu, is the way the Rush learns there. So we'll hit a few topics of Li'olam Bahem Ta'avodu and some of the heterim or issues that come up with it. Hopefully we will see through different sugyas. So first we have a later topic, Gemara in Psachim Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Arve Psachim. The Gemara gives a piece of advice: Bitcha Bogra, Shichra Avdecha V'tenla. So if your daughter becomes a Bogeres, so she's already late for marriage, you could be Mishachrer your Eved and give the Eved to her. That's the Gemara. Okay, so it's a great way to solve the Shidduch crisis. Everyone can free their Ev Kanani. Gemara suggests Psachim Kuf Yud Gimel. And give your Eved Kanani. The obvious question is, if there's an Isser Asay of Li'olam Bahem Ta'avodu to be Mishachari Eved Kanani, how could he be Mishachari Eved Kanani to give him to Beit Chabogeres? So, awesome. But, so first of all, I saw a pshat that it doesn't mean that there's actually an Isser. I saw a pshat that it's just coming to tell you how chomer it is to keep the Bogeres in your house, and really trying to show you should get rid of the Bogeres as quickly as possible. It's Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that you're called a Ani Rasha Arum if the father keeps the Bogeres in the house, because in the end she'll go out and be Mizana, she'll be Machshel the Rabbim. So it could be just in Echanami you can't be Mishachar, so it's saying in a Musardic fashion, don't keep your Bogeres around. But not really that you could be Mishachari Avdo. But the Pashtas, the Gemara is saying you could be Mishachari Avdo. So, first of all, there's a sheet in the Rishonim that and this will help you get out of almost all the issues, Li'olam Mem Tavodu is not a real ase. Even though the Gemara says Meshachar Avdo over bi ase, the Ran says, calls it Lav Ase Gomor, the Ritva, that's the Ran in Gittin Lamed Ches. The Ritva in Megillah Chav Ches has even a stronger lotion of its only Midas Chasidus to not be Meshachar Avdo, very Lav Davkin, the Gemara of over Ba'ase. So according to that, for sure you could be Mishach or Ya'avdo to marry him off to your Bitcha Bogeres.
How are you defining this ase just by not doing something?
No, so this is an Isra ase. You have Kiyam ase, Isra ase, Lavabah Mechal ase, it's called. So if it's not an ase gamor, so that's one way out. Another way out is we said the Gemara in Brachos says for Mitzvah Derabim, you're allowed to be Mishach or Ya'avdo. So maybe this is called the Mitzvah Derabim, because to keep the Bitcha Bogeres in your house, it's a major problem. She's going to be Machshel the Rabbim. So that's also called Mitzvah the Rabbim. I'm sorry? If he's not Mishachar the Avdo and she can't find herself a Shidduch, then she's going to be Machshel the Rabbim because she needs to get married. So that could also be called enough of a Mitzvah the Rabbim that you're able to be Mishachar the Avdo. A final pshat in this Gemara is one of the most famous shitas in the Isser of Li'olam Behem Ta'avodu is the Ran quotes the Ramban. This is in Gittin Lamed Ches. This Ramban is quite well known, Machlokas Rishonim, that it almost, this is a funny case where it's like a Gzera de Oraisa, which you find different times that one mitzvah in the Torah can try to prevent you from doing another mitzvah in the Torah. In fact, Rav Yosef Engel, Achron, 19th century, has a whole list of Sefer Asvan de Oraisa. I forgot which klal, but he has a whole list of types of klali gzeres de Oraisas. Just a famous one offhand is Kesef Mishnah understands the Isra de Oraisa of not to cook Basar B'cholov is that you didn't come to eat Basar B'cholov together. That's the Kesef Mishnah learns, it's the Oraisa to stop you from the Oraisa. Avada, Avada. Ein Kesef Mishnah Sham. Yeah.
What is it? What does it do with the three
times? Yeah, Achanami. There's kashas on the pshat. But that's just, I'm just giving an example of a Gzera de Oraisa. So, one, so what's.
What is it?
That you shouldn't, that Los Avashel Gediba Chalevi Mo is to prevent you from Achilas, Basar B'cholov. Now, I think the biggest kasha on it is the Gemara says Derech Bishol Asra Torah, that Achil is only Asra Derech Bishol, so almost as backwards logic. Okay, anyways, so here, to get to the point by Li'olam Behem Ta'avodu, they say that the same way you find Lo Sechanim, which means you can't do favors, Gemara in the Lazari lists what those favors are, but you can't do free favors for a Goy, they say that's the reason behind Li'olam Behem Ta'avodu. Or it only applies in those cases. So if by being Meshachar the Eved, you're doing him a favor, a free favor, then it's Asar. But if there's any, this is a very big cool, if there's any reason why it's not a favor for him, but it's for yourself, whether it's for to be mashlim to the minion, or there's some mitzvah involved, or you're getting something out of it, then you would not be over the Isra of Li'olam Behem Ta'avodu, because it only exists in as much as Lo Sechanim exists. I'm not sure it's the same exact thing as the example of the Gzera D'Oraisa that I mentioned before, but it's being tole one din D'Oraisa on another din D'Oraisa, which is certainly an interesting case.
What? What of him theoretically being a Jew?
What do you mean?
He's already has a bris, he already quarter one should
be. You're asking Stamazoy why we would connect it to, why it should be? I think it's one of the kashas on the Ramban, but that's what they say. But the point is, in this case of Bitcha Bogeres, so if by being Meshachar the Avdo, he's going to do it, it's going to be good for the Adon as well in this case, because his Bogeris will be taken care of, then there would be no Isser of Li'olam Behem Ta'avodu, because there's no, it's not a Matanas Chinam anymore. Okay, that's the Gemara Mesachim. That's one topic. Now, a little more of an intense topic is Gemara in Temura, we've quoted before, Daf Dala, Daf Hei, Daf Vav, famous machlokas Abaye v'Rava. Kol milsa d'amar rachmana lo savid, yavid, lo mahani or mahani. Anything that Kosh Baruch Hu says don't do, if you do it, does it work or does it not work? Is a machlokas Abaye v'Rava? Two davim of bringing riot back and forth and saying no, this case is different. There's a custom until the machlokas is only one or two nafkaminas. So Ekasha, which Rabbi Kiva Eger asked, Prima Gundam asked, Rabbi Kiva Eger is in Shuva Chilik, Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalad, Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the Kasha. He asked, by Mishachar Avdo, we know that if you are Mishachar Avdo, it works. Okay? You see Gemara is that it works, and if you're over an Isser Aseh, then that means that you did something, and you did shechor, so you're over the Isser. If that's the case, according to Rava, that says kol milsa d'amar rachmana lo savedi avid lo mahani, anything that Hashem says don't do, if you try to do it, it won't work. How is it possible that Shmuel says amishachar avda over ba'ase? You tried to do shechor, it didn't work because you're over on Kosh Baruch Hu's memra. So why is it shechor chal, and why are you over an Isser Aseh?
Why isn't he asking as a kasha on the one who says
over bi'asei?
No, why is this a kasha on the one who says lomani?
Who says what?
Lomahani?
That's what he's asking. Exactly. That's the kasha.
That's
what I meant to ask. On the sheet of lo, maybe I mumbled my word. On the sheet of lomahani,
you see it works.
Kasha's on rov lomahani. I'm sorry if I said it otherwise. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger, Kuf Tzali Dalad, and many other achronim. On Rava, yes.
There's a question on Rava. How can you say that a love wouldn't actually go into effect if we say bring a slave actually works?
Right. Or at least the Gemara should have said from here, the Gemara should have brought this and said, this case is different, whatever. Yeah. So that's the kasha that Achronim deal with. So famous answer number one. Well, before the famous answer number one, first of all, according to the Ritva, that it's a Midas Chassidus, it's not a real Isser, again, we get out of it. Because this is not Bechlal Kol Milsa Amar Rachmana Lo Savid. Hashem really never said not to do it. He just said, here's a good suggestion not to do. Right? So if you take that Ritva, it's going to help you and say that there's no issue here. That's the easy answer. Now, a famous answer is Pnei Yoshua in Gittin, Daf Tzadi. In the Mishnah there, which is talking about the famous Machlokas Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Beis Kiva, over when you're allowed to be Megarish as Ishto, so there the Pnei Yeshua says his klal, that the din of kol milsa d'amar rachmana lo savid yavid lo mahani is only by lo sa'aseis, but by aseis, everyone agrees that mahani, that your action will work. So here by mishachar avdo, even Rava would agree that mahani, and that's why the shechor is chal, and that's why you're over the is, and that's why you're over the ase.
Okay, I hear if you want to try to call it nisra ase, but the fact is that if that is the isser, the aver comes because of the freedom. So you're actually going against it. So wouldn't that be considered like a lo sase?
Even though it's a lava b'mechal ase, it still is in the category of ases. He's not distinguishing between kiyum ases versus los ases. He's saying anything in the category of an isser ase, whether it's a lava b'mechal ase, anything that you're not supposed to do. If the Torah says do something, and by you doing something, you're avoiding that which it says to do, which is the case here. The Torah is telling you to keep the Eved, and you by freeing him or being over that isser, it's a lava b'mechal ase, which is an isser ase, and according to his shita, it would be no problem. The problem though is
agrees that when it's a low sase, if you do it, it works.
No. The machlokas Peshua says the machlokas exist by low sases, but everyone would agree by yisurei ases that mahani.
So here,
this is an isra ase.
This
says liolam behem tavodu.
But if you say it,
that's an isra. Meaning, so if you go against that, that's an isra ase. So there, everyone agrees mahani.
Oh, fine.
That's Pnei Yeshua says in Gittin Daf Tzadi and could be applied over here.
Okay.
The problem is A, Misvara, there's no reason to machalik between the two Lechora. Okay. B, one of the examples in Temura is also an Asay. So that's a problem. Okay. So One final teretz for this kasha is the Chasam Sofer and Gittin Lamed Ches. The Chasam Sofer answers, we know that Eved Kenani is hukash to Isha through Gzeirah Shava, lo lo me Isha. Okay? So one din by get is there are certain times where you can't be where you can't be Megarish Ishto. So whether it's, you know, let's avoid Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel Rabbi Akiva for a second, that Beis Shammai says you can almost never, unless she's unless Masal Ba'Erevos Tavar, you can never be Megarish Ishto. But the case that Gemara and Tumura brings up is if you're Ma'anes Nair Besula, if you're Ma'anes Nair Besula, so what? If you're Ma'anes Nair Besula, then the Torah says, Lo Yuchol L'Shalcho, you have to keep her forever, you have to stay married to her. What if you're Megarish her? So if you're Megarish her, so it's Chal. Okay? You have to remarry her, but the Gerishin's Chal. So Zach the Chasam Sofer, the same way we find the Gzeris HaKasuv by Get, that in the case of when you weren't supposed to be Megarisher because the Torah says Lo Yuchol L'Shalcho, and you were Megarisher, it's Mahani. So since Eved is Hukash to Isha, so by Eved also, it's a Yotzei Min HaKlal, that's Mahani, because Eved has the same dinim of Isha. That's his answer. The answer again is that since we find, to say it simply, since we find by Isha that everyone agrees that Mahani, because that's Gzeiras HaKasuv, that Get works by, in a case of,
means it works.
Yeah, the action worked even though you weren't supposed to do it. Okay. And Eved is Hukash to Isha. There's a Gzeirah on the Gemara, Lo Lo Mi Isha. So since it works by Isha, it also works by Eved through Isha.
Right. So the Nara that was Ma'anis that was mentioned in the Gemara?
Yeah, that example is mentioned in Tumura Dafe.
So that's why Pasuk is not mentioned.
Well, that Pasuk is mentioned that it's Mahani Lakula Yama. Everyone agrees that case is Mahani, and yeah, that's why Meshachar Abba is not mentioned, because it's really Nichlal in Isha, I guess. I don't know if he says it like that, but that's what you could say it.
But it's a din, special din for that particular case.
Right. This case is included. Oh, with the case of Isha.
The case by Isha, yeah.
So.
Not by all Isha, by that case of Isha.
I don't know further. I don't know. But I could throw a different wrench into it. There's a known Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Peches. Tosfos says the Gzeirah Shava of law, we only make the Hekesh Lechumra, Lahachmir, and not Lahakel. Only to be Machmir on the Eved like an Isha, but not to be Makel. So here we're trying to be Makel on the Eved, so it's not going to work. This can't be Mefurish Machlokas.
Where was that?
Tosfos, Baba Kama, Peches.
Yeah, I mean, would that really be considered Makel?
One second. I'll tell you what there is. There's in Chagiga.
Whether it's a Chayv or a Schus for an Eved to accept this Get Shefer for is Machlokas and Kiddush.
Correct. It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is Gzeirah Shava
of. The Kula or the Chumra freeing him. That's a big Machlokas. It's very relevant to the Machlokas of whether it's Kula or Chumra to free him in the first place. If taking
the you want to say that we're going.
Him is a Chayv. For the Eved, then freeing him is a chayv to him. It's not. It would still be going to the chumrah.
Okay. So that'd be good teres.
What's he saying?
The shichur is taka chumrah.
According to
because he prefers to be. He prefers a life of Keres, right?
Yeah.
Right. So maybe this is going in that. Maybe this is going in that side. I didn't work out the cheshbonos of which town or which amora, but maybe it's going in that side. Yeah. Okay. Fine. That's that topic of Yovid Lo Mahani. Now to bring it now to what we're doing now with Ein Shliach Advar Avera. So we now have. There's a kasha from that was presented to the Nodeh Bihuda. So the Nodeh Bihuda is found in Eben Ezer, Chelik Beis, Simin Ayin Zion, Madura Kama. Madura Kama, Chelik Beis, Simin Ayin Zion. The Mishnah in Gittin says, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Ha'omer Tein Get Zeh Leishti v'shtar shichur zeh la'avti. So someone says to a shliach, give this get shichur to my eved. So as machlokas, Rav Meir holds and rotza lachzor yachzor. Just because he gave it to the shliach, it doesn't matter, he could still be chozer. Chachamim say he can't be chozer. Lefisha zachin l'olam shlo b'fanov. So the second that the shliach got it, it's the eved was zocha. Rav Meir holds it was a chov. Okay. However, what do we see from this Mishnah? We see that you can make a shliach to be mishachar your eved. Hamishachar be'avda over be'ase. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. If we hold, like the tzad, that when you make a shliach l'dvar avera, the whole shlichus is batel, then, so you made a shliach to be mishachar your eved. And you see here in the Mishnah that it works. Okay? How does it work? You were over in Isser, Meshachar Avda, over Be'ase, ain't Shlichus Dvar Avera, there's no Maisa Shlichus. That was the question posed to the Nodi Bihuda. What about Isser Ase? Which Teretz? Oh, if it's Midas Chassidus, for sure. It's not an Avera. Gevaldik. The Ritva is very useful.
The Rose back in the day had a tough day. It's easy. Back then, you had to deal with real cash and more and stuff like that.
What do you mean?
It wasn't a local Maisa, right? Nobody had a local Maisa question. They wanted to know, Rabbi, you're so smart. Yeah, tell me this. What's the answer for this? No, it wasn't a local Maisa. Someone was asking a Shaila to him. They wanted to know, what's the chat in the Gemara? Today, Rabbi doesn't have to deal with that.
Someone doesn't go through Rabbi Rabbi.
Because they go after a Shiva or something. Okay.
There was a Shaila that was posed, and there's back and forth in the Nebbi Huda.
There was slavery back then.
So, listen to the Nebbi Huda. He says, Dover zem mevili de gichuch. This question brings me to laugh. Okay. He says, "V'chi shliach hamishachver hu zeh." Is he really the shliach of the mishachver? V'halo eno el shliach shel ha'eved lios zochelo shelo befanov. He really becomes the shliach of the eved, and zechias mitam shlichus. Okay. So.
But I thought you don't need to be a shliach.
Even though he didn't make him a shliach, but since he's being zocha for the eved, so Nodi Bihuda says that he's being zocha for the eved, and he's not considered a shliach of the mishaleach, which is the mishachrer. So im kain, there's no problem of ein shliach dvar avera because ein shliach dvar avera is only if it's coming mitzad the mishachrer. That's what the Nodi Bihuda says.
But he has to make him a shliach, not from the shliach. Otherwise, he's just
the eved needs to be memanahem as a shliach.
No, I mean, if the Baal made him a shliach, then he's a shliach.
If the Adon made him to shliach?
Yeah.
It doesn't...
How can you, it's a shliach for the Eved. Yeah, okay, fine. Maybe for his chia, but he's a shliach for the master.
Okay, so that's... Okay, so that presents a bigger shiloh over when does the shlichus of the mishaleach, in this case it's the mishachar, when does it end? So even though I think this morning we discussed in Shir Ketzos and Kuf Pei Beis regarding this Tosfos Rid of Shluchos Sham Kamoso, so Ketzos and Kuf Pei Beis Os Beis, the next Ketzos, quotes this Nodi Bihuda and this Cholek because he's coming off of a Tosfos in Bav Metzia, and this is a topic that comes up heavily in Rishonim in Bav Metzia and Gittin. But he says that his point is, let's read from you inside. Kol hecha dehanosein eno mafkir hadavar shenosein. Until the point that the one who is giving over his thing, until he relinquishes full ownership over it from what he gives, havilei shluchos shel hanosein. He will always be the shliach of the nosein lezakos lechavero. Okay, so he says, hu adin b'chiyai gavna. In our case as well, kaven the mishachar avdo over ba'asei. Havili shlucho shel harav lezakos laavdo. He still is the shliach of the rav, and the kasha is still a kasha of ein shliach dvar avera. So the shaila is so the ksos and the other people are grappling with is when the shlichus is for the eved to be zocha in the shechur is does he automatically lose his title of being a shliach for the mishachrer, or does he not lose that title until Lamaisa he's Meshachar the Eved. And the svar that the Ksos is coming from is the something called Shluchu Shabala Mamon. That's the term which is used, I think, in Muti Yosef uses the term also in Babasiyah, that you are always going to be the shliach of he who made you into a shliach and he who sent you. And on that point is where the later Achronim have a back and forth over when do you say, is the Ktsos right, is he not right, when do you apply this din of you always are the shliach until he relinquishes the item to the Mekabel. So, for example, since many of the sources are only by Mamonis, some say this concept that he always is a Shliach L'Mishaleach only applies by Dine Mamonis. But when it comes to a get, it could be that he automatically becomes the Shliach of the Eved to be Mekabel for him.
Yeah, it sounds like
the relinquishment
is going on anyway.
Because he uses Loshon
of Zechiah? Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So that's the Nakuda, which is the back and forth here. Another different Mahalich altogether is we've always assumed until now that the Shichrur, that the Aveira happens through the Maisa Shichrur. The Makna and Kiddushin holds that since the whole purpose is Li'olam Behem Ta'avodu, that he shall work for you, so really the Isser is only afterwards. That which he is not working for you, which I don't know how to exactly define it, but the fact that he's not working for you is when the Isser happens. Okay, so that could happen afterwards. So it could be the Shlichus is not a Shlichus which is a Shlichus of Avera, because maybe the Shichur itself is not the Avera. It's a chiddush. I think the Pashas says that the shichur itself is the avera. It's West Mashma. But if you say the shichur itself is not the avera, it could be there be no problem of ancient shichur dvar avera. It's a makin in these sugyas as well. Okay, that's topic number three. Topic number four. Gemara in Kiddushin, Chavtal Amud Beis. So Gemara has a brisa of if you hit the Eved, the Ayin, or the Ozen, Yotze Lecheres. What about Neged Eino, or Neged Ozno, where you do an action, and through that action, the Eved causes himself to become blind or deaf, Eino Yotze Lecheres. So the Gemara says, does that mean that making a noise is not really considered anything, but you find that it is? So Gemara explains, no, when it comes to an Eved, or any person, he's scaring himself. And when he's scaring himself, it's only grumma, that which you did when you scared him, so your grumma is not going to be enough to make him be Yotze Lecheres. And Gemara quotes a brisa, Hamavis es chavero, so you scare your friend, Patur b'din adam chayv dinei shamayim. Okay, so you're only chayv dinei shamayim. Gemara says, talk about ozno v'chersho patur. Okay, if you... Loshon Rashi is Shenosein Libo El Pachad Kol Habot Pitom. When he thinks about it, I guess somehow it makes him deaf. I can't.
So it's not the initial surprise.
No. No, it'll be like if you get hit over here, and you, for whatever reason, you think you're going to go blind because of it, so you eventually be able to.
So it's talking about a placebo.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
There's different Shatim and Rishonim over how close the sound or the actual hitting is to you and how you are going blind. The focus that we want to pull out of this is that it's a Maisa of Grumma. And as we know by Grumma, you're Chayev B'dinei Shemayim, and that's what's going on here. So the question which I want to bring out from here is the Shar HaMelech has a question. Shar HaMelech, no, Achron on the Rambam, Hilchos Avadim, Perek Hei, Halacha Zayin. Hey Zion. Rambam quotes this brisa of if you make him blind or deaf in open of Grumma, he doesn't go to Cheres. So Shai Melech quotes the whole sugya and he says, T'mili milsa. How come none of the poskim, Rishonim or Achronim, quote this then by Eved? that there is a chiyuv losei sidei shamayim. Okay, losei sidei shamayim, chiyuv losei sidei shamayim. Rashi understands it to mean that you'll have an onesh b'dinei shamayim, so you pay your way out of that onesh. You're not chayav to do it, but if you want to exempt yourself from the onesh, Rashi says a few times that that's the pshat of chayav losei sidei shamayim, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. So why don't Rishonim and Achronim quote this din? That based on the sugya, the way they read the sugya, that the Gemara says that Gromo is Hamavis is Chaveri, scare your friend, there's a Chiyuv Lasei Sidei Shamayim, because you were Gorim Hezek to him. So why, by the case of Eved, is there no mention of that? It's not just Rishon Acharon, the Gemara itself, if you recognize, just says Ein Yotzei L'Cheres. It doesn't mention anything about a Chiyuv Lasei Sidei Shamayim. So maybe Lasei Sidei Shamayim, you should have this Inyan to be Meshachar him. Granted, Meshachar over Ba'aseh, but if you have an onesh b'dinei shamayim because you caused him to go deaf or blind, albeit in a grumma way, maybe b'dinei shamayim you still should have to be meshachar him, because that's your chiyuv lotzei sidei shamayim. Why don't poskim quote that then? That's his question. Question A. Question B, he asks. Another idea is Rashi Shittam Baba Metzia is that by tfisa, lo mafkin amina. If someone, in a case of lotzei sidei shamayim, so let's say A is chayav to give something to B. He was gorm hezek to him, and A says, you know what, I'm not going to be lotzei sidei shamayim. And B comes along and says, you know what, you're gorm hezek to me, I'm going to take it myself. Tfisa. Does Bezin take it out of B's hand? You can hear it start to either way. On the one hand, it's magia lo, because there was hezek that was done to him, and A should pay up B, b'dinei shamayim, but mitzad din, he doesn't have to. So maybe you could take it back. So Rashi says, lo mafkin aminei. So Fretta Shara Melech, when you hit your Eved, and now that's Begrama, and you have a Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim. So what's your Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim? To be Meshachar him. So how would the Eved try to do tefisa on that? How would Eved try to grab him? Exactly. Be like, hey, here I am. Tofes himself. So according to Rashi's logic, the Eved automatically should be free in the case of he keo neged eino, neged osno, since there's a chiyuv latesh as a fancy kasha, since there's a chiyuv latesh shmayim. And if, according to Rashi, if the Eved wants to be tofes in himself, lo mafkin aminei won't bring him back to the Adam, why doesn't that happen?
I don't know if you can be tofes yourself from Avdus. Who says that works? Are you able to just claim that you're free now? Maybe he has an
if it's a chiyuv latesh shmayim, so why not?
But maybe he's not, no ability to be tofes himself.
Fisa means an action of grabbing something.
Well, he's an Evan. What gives him the power to do that? Someone has to do it to him. Either the Torah can do it to him, or his master can do it to him. Okay, he can do it to himself.
No, you were saying the concept of Tfisa is, even though A is not Chayav Medina to give it to B, B can still be Tofis.
Right, but I'm
take
saying,
away from
who says an Evan has the ability to be Tofis? Because he's an Evan.
But if there's a chiyuv lotzei sidei shamayim, that he's allowed to be free.
Yeah, but he has to have an
ability first to be free.
He needs to have the koach to be tofes. The other thing is maybe he's no koach.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if there's issues of it. You're saying mashakonsa ever konagorabo.
Well, that's really fancy.
That's going in circular logic. Wow.
I just want to. Yeah, I'm just saying simply.
Here, here.
Maybe he doesn't have the ability to be tofes.
Interesting.
Well, that's another. If shamayim says he's free.
The Shram doesn't say he's free.
No, but only through Tfisa. The Chayav Lotzei Sidei Shamayim is only through Tfisa. It's very interesting. So the Shara Melech answers. Are we all here? Yeah. The Shara Melech answers that since there's an Aseh of Li'olam Bahem Ta'avodu, he wants to say there is no Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim by Eved. There's no chiyuv. The Adon has no chiyuv to be Meshachar him. Because guess what? If he wants to be Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, on the other hand, he's going to be over this Aseh of the Olam Mem Tavodu. Okay? And that's how he answers all the questions. Tfisa won't work, postman don't bring it, because the taka is no inyan to be lost in station mayim for the adon to be mishachar the eved. And if you look carefully in the Gemara, you have to remember what happened here. The Gemara said, in the case of Groma, ina yotze lecheres. Didn't say a word more than that. Then the Gemara said, when it comes to general hezek, of you scare your friend, there's a chiyuv lost in station mayim. On that, the Shar Melech asked, why don't we apply that back to the beginning of the Gemara? That when the Eved was, when the Adon was Gorim Hezek to the Eved, let there be a Chiyuv Lotzei Sheshemayim to Mishach for the Eved. Why does the Gemara mention that possibility? Why does the post mention that possibility? Because Eved's different. Since there's an Isser there, there's no Indian Lotzei Sheshemayim by Eved.
But it's only Isser on the Master, it's not Isser on the Eved. It's only Isser on the Master to not free his Eved. But the Eved side of things, there's no Isser for him to not free.
So you're asking. So listen, we gotta be the first kasha. That's lomayim of lomora. We gotta be the first kasha of why the postman don't mention the chiyuv lotzei station mayim on the adon. That's not shver. You're asking also tefisa pshat. Also tefisa pshat. Since the eved has no din to be, let the eved still be tovim himself.
Doesn't have din to not be free. The master has din not to free. But he can make a tefisa and you should be free.
No, so tefisa is only in as much as there is a chiyuv lotzei station mayim. I can't go around and grab your things. It's only in as much as a chiyuv lotzei station mayim. So guess what? He throws away this pshat from a fancy Yerushalmi. Gemara in Baba Kama ayin dalam ubeis. So you get moed b'kenas patar. And the Gemara there is Rabbi Gamliel was thrilled one day because he accidentally, it's a shalom gersa, if he accidentally knocked the tooth out or blinded Tevi his Evan, and he was happy. Rishua said, why are you so happy? So he said, I got to let my Evan HaKosher go free. And he was very happy to let his Evan HaKosher go free because he couldn't find any eight to Meshachar until now because he would be over Ba'ase. So there's no minion that was necessary, you know, whatever the case is. So then Rishua says back, were there Aiden there? No. Oh, there's no Aiden? So you're Moda B'Kanas? Moda B'Kanas? No, that's not good enough. So the Yushami adds in that there's no Indian Lost Station Mayim either to let him go free Lost Station Mayim. Okay? Now, but the Yushami says something else. The Yushami says...
That would be a pain.
I'm sorry. I said Yushami wrong. The Yushami wants to know by every Moda B'Kanas, is there a Chiyuv Lotzei Station Mayim? So you're Moda B'Kanas. Okay? So you're Potter. Is there this Lefnei Mishuras HaDin? Is there this Inyan Lotzei Station Mayim to still pay the Kanas nonetheless? Okay? Oh, that's the Yushalmi Shaila. The Yushalmi brings a Raya from this Maisa of Rabbi Gamliel, from this Shakvatari of Rabbi Mishur, that you don't. We're comparing Eved to every case of Moda B'Kanas. Frektus Shar Melech on himself, what's the Raya? Maybe the reason why there's no Inyan Lotzei Station Mayim by Eved is because of the reason that we said before, because there's an Isser. But then, Moda B'Kanas, there's no Isser. Maybe, and Chanami, maybe, Inyan Lotzei Station Mayim. So he slugs up his own shot with that, and he blibes Sarach Eon.
Comes along Rishash and the stipler,
and the Chasm Sofer. Forgot the Chasm Sofer.
So, Chasm Sofer, say real quick, it's a little bit, he only takes care of the second kasha, not the first kasha. You know, I won't even say it over, just Evan the Ezra Chelik Beis Simin Kufnun Aleph. Beis Kufnun Aleph. He said as far himself, and just he says, Ubisvara Zu Miyushav Yushami So Perik Naira. So you would just, in the middle of reading a Chasm Sofer, you'd want to know, like, okay, great, Svarakim Yashav Yushami. No, he's coming to answer this kasha. He quotes the Shar Melech. Chelik Beis Simin Kufnun Aleph. So he goes to Shar Melech Chash Neishami, and he gives his own answer. And just if you look there, you'll see his answer only will take care of the issue of the poskim leaving out Lost Station Mayim. I'm not sure if it takes care of Rashi's in of Tefisa. I have to look again. Lachor according to the Kasha Rashi would still be Shrei, I think. But okay, that's how it's over. Rashash makes a tirif of a few things. He says, since the Evid going out free through knocking out his teeth, his eye, whatever it is, since that's a knas, and here we're talking about groma, so he wants to say groma b'knas is pater milatzei sedei shemayim. Even though groma is chayav l'shemayim, groma in the case of knas, in this case of
of hurting your eved or, you know, taking out his things, that which he goes free is a kanas. So grumman b'kanas is pater. Okay, that's the Rashash and Kiddushin Chav Dalma Beis. Listen to the stipler. You know what?
So what's the shot with our head tomorrow?
What do you mean? We have to explain why Evid is different from Mavis as Chavero. Because that case there is just Grom and not a Kanas. Okay, listen to the stipler. The stipler in Simon Chav Ches, he says that Groma is not Adam Hamazik, Groma is Mamon Hamazik, get involved in the whole Sugis Garmi and Groma, and says that when you do an action that causes someone else or something else to do Hezek, that's called Mamon Hamazik. So as far as the general Chiyuve Tashlumin of Lasse Sidei Shemayim, when you have to pay someone for Mavis as Chaveru, when you make him deaf or whatever, it's not like you hurt him, it's like your boar or your shore hurt him. And that's what you're paying for. Lamai nafgamina. So when it comes to Yetzias Avto, okay, of through Roma, you were Mesame Enov or Machrish him, so it's as if your boar or your shore made, when you make that noise, as if your boar, your shore made him deaf or blind. There's no din of Yitzhi L'cheiros if that happens. The din of Yitzhi L'cheiros is only if you do it. Adam Hamazik. So, in as much as Groma is a din of Mamon Hamazik, there is no Yitzhi L'cheiros when it comes to Mamon Hamazik. Only when you do it. And that's why there's no din Lotze Sidei Shemayim, because Lotze Sidei Shemayim is only when, meaning to make him go free. There's no reason to make him go free, because to make him go free is only when you did the hezek, not when your mamon did the hezek. And what about maybe you should, let's say Shemayim, you should pay him the money that you caused him the damage? Doesn't matter, it'll go right back to you anyways. You're the other.
Maybe that's only, not a grandma's like an animal. It's only by us, but maybe in Shemayim they say it's a person.
I don't know one reason to think. Well, it comes to our. Are you saying maybe Lotzei Tishmaim works as different Gedarim?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, no
here, you have to, right, no reason to think one way or another. Lastly, we'll end with this one. Rav Yochum Fishel Perl, who we've been quoting quite a lot recently. So he is. Let's say for mitzvah under Sadiko. Rav Yochum Fishel Perl, he spent 40 years on the Sefer. According to so this is Mamish towards the end of Chilik Aleph, so it's on page Tuf Yud. He quotes Geonim, Rabbeinu Nachshon Gon, and says that the general idea is also found in the Bahag of what if an Eved swears that he doesn't want to either, you know, worship or serve or wants to run away from his Adon. Okay, so Rabbeinu Nachshon Gon, the way they have it here is the Shavua. He doesn't say Mefurish Shavua is Nachal, but the idea is that the Shavua won't work, and he has to keep working for his Adon. Dichtiv li'olom mehem ta'avodu, v'amu rabbanan kol meshachar avdo over ba'ase. Shenemra li'olom mehem ta'avodu. Whoa, what just happened here? Because there's a din of meshachar as avdo over ba'ase, li'olom mehem ta'avodu, the Eved cannot make a Shavua to run away from the Adon. Usually you would say, if you make a shvuah to mevatel a mitzvah, it's nachal.
Yes.
What mitzvah is he being mevatel here? Whose mitzvah is it to keep, to stick around?
Oh.
It's the Adon's mitzvah, right? We spoke about this before. don't try to connect the different shirim here.
Goy doesn't have a mitzvah.
If it's not Goy.
Lo
lo meisha. Okay, so, achav b'mitzvahs. Okay, so, what's going on here? So he has Gevaldik Pilpul here. What's interesting is Gemara in Sota Daf Gimel calls Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel if Le'olam Mehem Ta'avodu is Rishus or Achova. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's only Rishus. That means you're actually allowed to be Meshach for him. The Pashta Shmuel is not going within Rabbi Shmuel if you're over Ba'asei. Pashta going to Rabbi Kiva, there's Achova. But he wants to distinguish between these Lashonos. Over ba'ase just means you can't be meshachar him. Does he actually have to serve you? No, he could stay batel. Le'olam mehem tavodu chova, more bekum va'ase, he actually has to serve you. So within these lashonos, he's having a pilpul here over what exact, how far is your yad on the eved? So he says, it's not the pshat. Right, so you could have said it's just the pshat that there's a chiyuv that falls on the adon to have him work for you. But not that you actually own the goof of the eved. So on that, if that would be the case, if the eved would swear that he doesn't want to work for the adon anymore, the shvu would be chal, because it's not the eved's mitzvah. So on that comes Rabbeinu Nachshon Golden and says, since I'm a shachar after over ba'aseh, and so then the way he's learning is that there's the adon has a zechus in the eved akanani himself. So that means that when the eved himself tries to make a shvua to get away from the adon, he's making a shvua out of his koach. It's out of his yicholas. It's not in his rishus anymore to say, I don't want to work for the adon. He himself belongs to the adon. The shibud to work belongs to the adon. And that's why the shvua wouldn't work. What? What does that have to do with Lola Mem Tavodu? So the way Rav Yochanan ben Shapiro is trying to understand this is that through Lola Mem Tavodu we see within the Chova, within the Isra Aseh, he's suggesting that it's so stark that he's not learning, forget the Rosh Hashanah Chova thing, I mean, he's going a different direction with that, but he's understanding that through this Psak, you see that this Gon holds that the Adon has a Shibud Haguf in the Eved, Ad Kvei Kach, that the Eved cannot make a Shavua to try to change his status. Because the Eved there is a mitzvah on the Eved. It's not that there's a mitzvah on the Eved, it's the is that the Eved is bound to the Adon, and he's making a Shavua, something out of his power. It's just idea ba'almam. It's again. It's a lot of these things. A lot of the connection is how far do you take in all these things. Some of the questions are how far do you take the adon's power? Where does that end? Where does the eved's power begin? Bain regarding shlichus. Bain regarding bailus. And to end off on one chasam sofer and get to lamed ches. Someone asked him, so the Gemara in Sota there that I just quoted, Machlokas, Rishus, and Chova, has three topics which are in Machlokas if they're Rishus or Chova. Which means, according to Rabbi Shimon, so Tosfos there points out, so does that mean that if Taryag is according to Rabbi Kiva, then Rabbi Shimon will only have 610. If Taryag is according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva will have 616. Because there's three machloksim which Rabbi Kiva holds our chova and Rishmol holds our rishos. So the Chasam Sofer sent someone presented him the following idea. There's machlokas and menachos over if all.
Where's the concept of Tariyah come from in the first place?
Rabbi Simloy and Makos and Amora. So the question of menachos is, are all four tzitzias on the beged, are they one mitzvah or four mitzvahs? So it's not clear from the Gemara, but Rabbi Shmuel holds zeh inu ma'akev zeh, one is not ma'akev the other. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a four mitzvahs, but if you assume that means that each one is a separate mitzvah, so Rabbi Shmuel has three extra mitzvahs, and since Rabbi Kiva has three less, and it's l'shitasa. So that's the pshat Chasam Sofer brings, and then they ask, so according to Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shmuel by tzitzis, but he also holds m'shachar avda over ba'aseh, so he'll have 614. So Chasam Sofer answers it. It's like, gvaldik pilpul, ayin sham gitin lamed ches. Al Koponim, let's be Mesayim, and we'll be Mesakim what we have. I'm sorry, it went much longer than I thought. Bitcha Bogra Marim Psachim, so you're allowed to be Meshachar Avdo if your daughter's a Bogeres. That was one. So we talked about how that's possible. We talked about Kol Milta Rachmano Lo Savi Eved Lo Mahani, so how are you able to be Meshachar Eved if Lo Mahani? We gave answers for that. They're an Isra Ase, not real Isser, Hukash to Isha. We talked about Ein Shleich Advar Avera, so how can you make a Shliach, Mishachar Eved? Lechora, the Shliach is a Shliach of the Mishaleach, Ein Shleich Advar Avera, so why is Shechor Chal? Gave answers to that. And we spoke about the chiyuv Gemara in Kiddushin of chiyuv latzis de shemayim. Why is there no chiyuv latzis de shemayim l'chora to be mishachar avdo when you made him deaf or blind through grama? So we gave different mahalchem with why there's why it doesn't exist by an eved, either because there's an isra asay, because only mamon hamazik, or it's grama b'knas, and we ended off with this maisa and the gaonim over if an eved tries to make a shvua to rid himself to run away from the adon, it doesn't work because of the isra, and to understand what shot in that is. Okay, shekayach, have a wonderful weekend. Yeah.